The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's John Beilein. The Wolverines are 11-4 overall, 3-0 in Big Ten play, and are receiving both votes in both the AP and USA Today coaches' polls. Michigan will host Penn State on Tuesday before traveling to number 4 Wisconsin on Saturday. Coach Beilein, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Do we have Coach Beilein on the line?
Coach Beilein is on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm on. Yes, good morning.
No worries, Coach. Can you just start us out with a quick opening statement, and then we'll go ahead and open it for questions?
Yep. Yeah, we feel really good about having a great road win at what I think is going to be a really good Nebraska team as they evolve. They've played a very difficult schedule up to this point, and we were fortunate to come away with a last-second win. Four of our last six games have been last-second games, and it is fortunate. And now we have Penn State, who has been on the other side of some of those last-second games lately, and a hungry and steadily improving Penn State team tomorrow.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and open it for questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Jesse Temple with Fox Sports in Wisconsin.
Hi, John. With the Wisconsin game at the end of the week, I just wanted to ask you what you remembered about the last play of regulation a year ago when Brust hit the three. Was that a play you spent much time thinking about, or afterward, or how you would have defended it? What stands out to you about that?
The things that we're way a game ahead here, but I know you just got to do your job here. But the thing that comes out is we had very similar situations. We took very bad angles on that play, and that falls on the coach 100%. We didn't have the help we expected on that play, and that falls on the coach as well. And we had two more situations during that year, Kansas in the Sweet 16 game and Syracuse in the semifinal game. And what we learned from that Wisconsin loss paid off in both those situations, because both times we defended it much better. So who knows if he doesn't make that shot, whether we make the necessary adjustments in how we coach that last play.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, talk a little bit about the 90-plus games that Jordan Morgan has started in his career, most of them, you know, before this season. How does his experience in your program help prepare him for now what turns out to be an increased role with Mitch McGarry currently out of lineup?
Well, he's just an incredible young man who, many of you may not, this will be, I'd like you to check how many people will have two engineering degrees by the time they graduate in 5 years. He'll have both a bachelor's and a master's in engineering when he's done at Michigan. So that's one thing. The other thing is that he was, you know, we won a Big Ten championship with him starting every one of our games at center, I believe, or almost every game. Then last year he was really playing well. We had one loss and were number one team in the country when he went down with an ankle injury. And so as a result, maybe it was, yeah, with an ankle injury. And that was that ended up really finishing his season to be the complete defender, the knowledge of our system. He never really came back from that. I'm feeling right now he's healthy again, and that's been a big difference. But he's got experience, and we're so glad we have him. We have him in reserve because he's really not a normal reserve.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach Glenn Robinson had a really efficient game at Nebraska, 9-12 from the field. It might have been his best offensive efficiency game all year. Talk a little bit about the step he's taken forward in recent games and how that's going to bode well for you guys the rest of the season.
You know, with the loss of Mitch McGarry, we have tweaked what we do offensively and defensively, and what's resulted in it really is Glenn and his. He's getting a lot more touches. He's really embraced the opportunities we're giving him. and he understands how hard work can really pay off. So he's been a very good captain for us thus far, and we're thrilled when we see him be as aggressive. We said that three things have to happen for him to bring his game to another level. He has to go harder. The coaches have to find ways for him, and his teammates have to see him better. And all those things happened at Nebraska.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
I have a press conference today at about 3, so that's what probably all my guys are waiting for.
No problem. I did have one more follow-up question regarding Nick Callis. You know, he's leading you guys in assists and obviously has taken another big step, and the evolution of his game has been documented. What other specific areas of his game have significantly improved, you know, to make him the player that he is as a sophomore?
Well, getting to the foul line is one. He's already shot more foul shots in these 15 games than he shot in 39 last year. So that's a good step in the right direction. Defensively, that was where he wasn't a weak defender. It wasn't a strength. Right now, he can stay in front of a lot of people, whether it's in the post or off the post. And so he's really evolved in those two areas. And obviously his assist numbers are way up, and that he's trending to have, you know, a numbers that point guards have. So that's good for everyone.
Thanks, Coach. We got time for one more question from the media, if there's anything in the queue.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, looks like we're all set. Good luck against
Penn State. Okay, thank you.
Taking some time.